this resolution identifies five pillars for action. Participation, first of all, by calling on all member states to involve young people, particularly in negotiating peace agreements. We often see that young people are sent to die, but they are not sent to negotiate. And I think this resolution is a strong message that we need to include youth as peace builders, and we need to include them in these peace negotiation processes. And the second element is the protection, by recalling the obligation to protect civilians, including young people, and particularly protect them from all forms of sexual and gender-based violence. The third element is prevention, by urging socioeconomic development, equality education for young women and young men. The fourth element is partnership, by highlighting the need to increase political, financial, technical, and logistical support for the work of young peace builders to lift up the moderate voices and help in countering violent extremism. And the last point, which is very much concerning the disengagement and reintegration for young women and men directly involved in armed conflicts. We need to provide an alternative and a better chance for young people to make a comeback in their lives.
So is this the first resolution adopted by Security Council on youth, peace and security?
This is the first resolution in the history of the Security Council that focuses entirely on youth and peace and security. This is a milestone, I would say. It's a breakthrough resolution. We are very pleased with this resolution. It recognizes that for the world to win this fight against violent extremism and engage in the effort for building lasting peace, we need to engage youth in a strategic way.
Will you have a special role or responsibility to play according to this resolution?
This resolution gives a responsibility to multiple actors. It calls on governments to act with their role in protection, engaging youth in peace building and peace negotiations. It calls on different actors to increase the coordination. Particularly, it calls upon the UN system, the different UN agencies, including special envoys, including my role as the Secretary General's envoy in youth, to increase the collaboration by delivering and making sure that the rights and needs of young people in conflict settings and post-conflict settings are protected. And it will definitely lead to further collaboration and to harmonize the UN efforts in a way that will be favoring engaging young people as peace builders. So as a result, we will be mandated as the UN system to increase our collaboration and to work closely with member states by engaging young people and youth-led organizations in peace-building efforts.